Good for them. Happy for them. Should we do a little hog talk?
We could do that.
Well, we'll pick two and then we'll get back to it. All right.
What do you got?
Over the weekend, the Razorback baseball team straight getting her done. Throw up that bullseye. 2 out of 3 over Mississippi State, including a 3-1 victory on Sunday to seal the deal. Arkansas won on Friday over the number 15 ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs, 5-4, close one, and lost. Offense missing in action. I saw Arkansas's offense on the back of a milk carton the other day.
Still missing.
Yeah. They lose 4-1, and then they win on Sunday to win the series 3-1.
Bravo.
They won the series 2-1. They won the game 3-1.
Yes.
No midweek games for Arkansas this week. They play at Alabama in Tuscaloosa, and the game on Friday is televised by ESPNU. Is that Friday? Isn't April 6th a Saturday?
Yes.
So it'd be Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Let's get it right here.
It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, not a Friday, Saturday, Sunday as normal. So
okay.
Because of the television situation, I guess. April 4th at 7 o'clock, a game you can hear on the Buzz. April 5th at 6:35, a game you can hear here on the Buzz. And a game April 6th at 1:05, a game you can hear on the Buzz. Very good. All right. Thanks for tuning in. So good luck to them for that. Arkansas now in kind of the middle of the pack in the SEC West, which just goes to show you how good the SEC West is. Arkansas at 6-3, Alabama ahead of Arkansas in the standings, so the Hogs can do themselves some good this week with a couple of wins at Alabama. Overall, LSU leads the way. Tiger bait, where you at? 8-1 overall are the Tigers. And after this weekend, Chris, not one team in the SEC is winless, because we had three, I think, going into the weekend that were winless in conference play.
Power conference.
LSU 8-1, Alabama 7-2, Arkansas 6-3, A&M 5-4. Ole Miss 4-5. And then there are some others. Poor Auburn. Has a team ever, here's a question for you, has a team ever finished last in baseball, basketball, and football in the same season?
I don't think so.
Commendable. Auburn's on its way.
I don't think so, because I don't think anyone had lost or gotten dead last in both football and basketball. So baseball would really be just the icing on the cake.
Honestly, I am really pulling for the Tigers. This would be a great accomplishment if the Tigers can finish last in football, basketball, and baseball.
So when you say you're pulling for them, you're really pulling against them.
No, I'm pulling for them to pull off the very, very dubious triple crown of
the
SEC
worst
sports.
Trifecta in college sports.
It would be the worst triple crown in the history of the SEC. I don't know if anybody's ever done it. Has anybody ever finished last in all three major sports?
I don't believe so.
I will have to ask somebody at the conference. On the other side of things, in the Eastern Division, Vanderbilt leads the way, 8-1. Kentucky 6-3. South Carolina 5-4.
Where are the Gators in all this?
They're 4-5.
Okay.
Florida had not started out very well. They actually are one of only three schools in the league that have losing records.
Wow.
13-16 overall. Missouri's 8-15. Welcome to the SEC, Missouri. You're fitting right in. You guys are doing really, really great. They did make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they did. They did. Yes.
And then Georgia's 9-19. How can you be bad at baseball in Georgia?
I don't know.
There's got to be a pile of baseball players in the Atlanta region.
Maybe their athletes choose to play something else.
Yeah, but still.
Because they do have a lot of talented athletes in basketball and football in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they play baseball, too, in high school.
How can Florida
and
Georgia...
So maybe they just go play other things in college.
Chris, how can Florida and Georgia both suck
baseball? Florida surprises me a lot because they've been a really solid program. They were in the NCAA tournament 2 years ago in the championship against South Carolina.
They got kicked in the teeth by graduation this last year, I'm told, by Robbie Neiswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau, who would know this type of thing. But for Georgia to be 9-19 and Florida to be 13-16...
That's pretty surprising.
It's pathetic.
It is. There's too much talent there.
And you notice that I'm focusing on college baseball because as a Cub fan, I do not want to talk about professional baseball.
It started yesterday, though, didn't it?
I guess so.
Technically.
Cubs are playing today. Nobody cares.
You know, I'm going to try to get behind a team this year. I'm really not a big baseball guy, but I'm going to try. I just never really grew up around it. I'm going to try to get behind a team. I'm looking for a bandwagon to jump on. Anyone got one for me?
Well, let me go ahead and suggest.
I don't want to do the Cubs, though.
I wouldn't either.
No,
because you want to actually have a little bit of joy the year, right?
If anyone has a good bandwagon for me to jump on this year, let me know. I'm all for it. I'll even like buy a hat or a shirt or something, some type of accessory to support the team.
Okay, let's see. Who should Chris adopt this year?
Who should I adopt?
Okay. Well,
I've never really had a team.
Here's the great thing. You got some Arkansas ties on some very, very good teams this
year. Okay, that helps.
Well, the Angels is an automatic one. The Angels
with
is obvious because you've got the Travs here,
sure.
Right? So that would be a good one, and they're expected to win, in most people's mind, the West, despite the fact that the Astros are now joining the AL West this year. They could be a tough out. Ha-ha. Tongue-in-cheek. April Fools. But the Angels are expected to roll up the West. Then you got the Detroit Tigers, which now is the home of Torii Hunter.
Yes, that's right.
So, and they're expected to win the Central.
Okay.
And Verlander just signed the huge deal. He kicked Cade Upton to the curb, and
he was dating Cade Upton?
Yes.
Bravo.
And he just signed a huge deal. Yeah, but he didn't need her, bro.
Yeah, clearly.
He says, hey, Cade, I don't need you. I can do better than you. I'm moving on.
He dropped him.
Tell your story walking, Upton. Let's see, who else could we get? We got you got Cliff Lee connection in Philadelphia, and the Phillies are always solid.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think of some other ones. Unfortunately, Travis Wood will be pitching for the Cubs this year, so I would not root for –
I'll root for him, for sure.
I'm rooting for him, too.
Yeah.
I'm not picking the Cubs to win anything. I don't know who's going to win the Central this year. The Reds, I think, are the favorites.
I just need a good team to – if anyone has any ideas, call in, tweet me, text me, something. I need an idea.
Well, this is St. Louis country.
I know.
Cards are always a safe go-to if you're going to be a fan of a team.
That's a good point.
What about the Nationals? They're the young up-and-comers.
Bryce Harper.
You got Strasburg might pitch, 12, 15 innings
this
year?
Is Worth still on that team? Jason Worth still on that team? I think he is.
He's not
young and up-and-comer, but he's solid.
Had a bad year last year.
Yeah.
But Harper, 22 homers. Zimmerman, their third baseman, 25 homers last year. Adam LaRoche, Hunter Ribby guy last year. They got a nice little team. So they might be kind of fun. Nation's capital. Easy to root for. Huh?
I need teams to root for. I need a team.
What about Don Mattingly's LA Dodgers, And this is something
they're supposed to be good this year too.
In my life, I don't think I've ever seen a team with a payroll bigger than the Dodgers. I mean, than the Yankees.
Yes.
But the Dodgers actually this year, for the first time that I can remember, have a bigger payroll than the Yankees do.
Okay.
This year, the Yankees have a payroll at $211 million.
Sweet mother of pearl.
They increased their payroll 6.6%. The Dodgers, meanwhile, increased their payroll, Chris, from last year, 124.9%. Their payroll this year is 214 million bones. The Phillies have the third highest payroll. They actually dropped their payroll almost 10%, but they're still third highest in the league. The Red Sox, likewise, dropped 11.1%, fourth largest payroll in Major League Baseball. And then you have the Angels, and the Angels have a who's who as a starting lineup. Tigers, very high payroll at $148 million, half of that going to their starting pitcher, who we mentioned just a moment ago.
What about who is the lowest payroll in the league this year?
The brand spanking new addition.
Really?
To the AL West, the Houston Astros.
Houston Astros.
$25 million, which is what Upton's going to make this year, I think.
Just Upton.
Just this year. Just Upton.
No.
Not Upton. Verlander, rather.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry. He already took on his ex-girlfriend's name. Yeah, Justin Verlander is going to make more this year, I think, than they are paying the entire Houston Astros team. The Miami Marlins, which I still don't understand that move. You have the whole state behind you, and then you select one city and call them.
I can't root for them. Even my buddies back in Florida, who are Marlins fans, have jumped off the bandwagon.
It's stupid.
And they're on the Rays bandwagon
even
now.
If you live in Miami, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rays actually have a chance to contend as well. You should pick a Florida team.
That would be like
the Razorbacks becoming the Fayetteville Razorbacks.
That'd be so weird.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's just ignorant.
Doesn't make any sense.
A's are at the bottom. Rays actually have a $61 million payroll. Nothing.
There you go.
In the big scheme of things. Okay. So if you want to help Chris out on that, we'll take calls on that. Also, game balls.